Shall I prepare? Wait, no. Shall I?
No, I'm good.
Shall I prepare the Batmobile, Master Wayne? Shall I prepare the Batmobile, Master Wayne?
Hello and welcome, everybody, to the All Range Mode podcast. This is episode 40. Can you believe it? I'm Chad.
I'm Joe.
I'm TJ.
And I'm Danny.
All Range Mode.
Joe, on your recommendation, you talked about a movie called The Trip.
Oh, yeah. And you watched it?
Yeah, I downloaded it yesterday and I watched it.
Oh, I'm so glad you watched that.
How bad like was it?
I liked it a lot.
Steve Coogan?
Is that the guy who's the Jesus guy?
Yeah. Hamlet
horrible, too. Horrible actor. Hate his face, hate his nose.
I hated him, too. Like, I hate as soon him. As I seen that he was in it, I was like, oh, come on.
Yeah, that's why I'm not interested.
You'd probably consider him like a character actor. Like, he's in The Other Guys.
He's the worst person in my life.
I was excited to tell you about that movie. Actually,
yeah, explain the movie, because I don't know what... I've never heard of that, so...
Do you want to? I mean, you watched it?
Go ahead.
So it's like... do it justice. It's documentary / mockumentary kind of thing. There's scripted bits, and then... But most of it is unscripted. It's Steve Coogan and a friend of his, two British, like, comedy actors... And the premise is that Steve Coogan set up this trip with his girlfriend, and she's like a food connoisseur, but then she left, right? She went to the States. So he invited like a friend of his to go and like eat all this ridiculous food all over Northern England. And just like the most ridiculous landscapes, and they're just driving through it and literally like taking all of it with a grain of salt, like just being so ironic about every single situation they're in. And, like, they're both spitting out the funniest shit ever, but neither of them are laughing, because, like, they're both trying to...
They're practicing.
Yeah, they're both trying to, like, outwit and, like, be more ironic with the other guy. It's really cool. Like, I would compare it to Idiot Abroad, that it's, like, it's travel, but it's comedy at the same time. It's awesome.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a cool movie. You didn't sell it well, but I trust your movie opinion, so I may download and watch this movie.
I thought it was pretty good.
I don't know what to expect. Like, guys traveling, just telling jokes. Like, it's not...
But it's not even that. Like, it does kind of follow a story. Like, the guy, he has a mission that he's going on, kind of.
Well, yeah, he's sort of going through, like, a midlife crisis.
Yeah.
And he's trying to decide, like, what he wants to do, like, with his career and whatnot.
Okay. Yeah, and it's pretty realistic. Like, he goes by the name Steve Coogan in the movie. And, I don't know. It's really funny. They do impersonations. And they're doing an impersonation of
Michael Caine,
and it's
the best ever.
Yeah,
like everybody they meet, like throughout the show, they compare Michael Caine impersonations. It's the best. You just gotta watch it. I have a rating prepared for it. I mean, there's not much else to say about it.
I didn't see the last 10 minutes.
Oh, really? Well, it's a 3.5. It's a solid 3.5 out of 5 for me. It's a good, funny movie.
That's pretty neat.
Yeah. Well, I mean, TJ's, you're into like British humor and stuff like that, like British comedy.
Yeah, very much so.
Yeah, and they're really good with that. Like, on the way over here, after watching it, I don't have a phone, so I can't listen to music anymore or podcasts on the way here. Mandy borrowed my iPod, so I'm literally in the car. Imagine being in the car doing nothing. It's tough.
I can't do it without music.
So, like...
Music's ever in my life.
I was on the way over here, and I was trying to do my own Michael Caine impersonation.
She was only 16 years old.
That was actually not bad. Because,
you were only supposed to blow the bloody doors off.
What was that from?
I don't know. It might be from...
Italian Job or something?
Italian Job.
Yeah.
It's getting hot in here pretty quick.
What was the other one?
So take off all your clothes.
You are as precious to me.
That was
as you were then. I swore to your parents.
You know, to a British person, that's probably horrible. But to me, it sounds amazing. It sounds quite good.
The entire ride over here, I just kept saying that. But yes, I liked it. I will finish the movie. And then I'll probably give it a 3.5. But, What else is going on? What big news came out this week?
Grand Theft Auto 5.
Yep.
We'll get to that later, though.
I have a quick little spat of news that you guys might not care about. Do you guys care about episode 7 being shot in film? I think.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that. They're not doing digital?
I think it's amazing.
That's
like,
really cool.
And it's awesome that, like, George Lucas tried so hard to push digital and make it the future of filmmaking, and then someone else is like, can't do it, buddy. I gotta stick to film.
Sticking to the classics.
Like, I'm doing it, yeah. I think that's pretty cool. I mean, that, like, I feel like it's in really good hands, and not a lot of bad news has come out about it. It's been only kind of good news, good things coming.
It's just like, is it gonna be available in IMAX? Like, is film...
There's gonna be a Starfighter that flies by, and Mickey Mouse's head is gonna be in it.
Film is...
That will be in there.
I mean, movies are shot in film today that go to IMAX. You don't have to be shot in IMAX.
I'm sure, yeah, film is crazy, right? Like,
yeah.
I mean, you know, digital cameras for like the longest time weren't, like, I don't know what is like 32 millimeters, you know what I mean? But something like 8 or 10 megapixels.
Yeah.
Which is pretty, I know nowadays phones have fucking 8 and everything, but,
yeah. There's a Nokia phone with 41.
I know.
I think so stupid, I used it recently.
Windows has them now, right? They bought Nokia and they got a new Windows phone. It's crazy. I know a couple people have that, actually.
Oh, that phone?
Yeah.
I was at the Microsoft store not too long ago.
So thick.
Yeah.
Not the Microsoft one, the old Nokia one when it first came out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. It's got Nokia operating system. It's horrible. It's Symbian or something like that.
TJ, do you have any news?
Not really. I guess I'll talk about some stuff newer. Like, I was going to mention Final Fantasy briefly, just because no one else is going to bring it up. And there's probably a lot of interest in Final Fantasy.
A lot of stuff went down this week. Tokyo Game Show, there was a Metal Gear Solid stream. I didn't see that either, like, but I'm pretty interested. I can't wait to just sit down one day and not have anything to watch and watch all those streams.
I heard the news about that. Kojima said the AI. He's like he tweeted last week or something that he's worried about showing it live because the AI is so unpredictable and smart that he can't script the demo or anything. So
that's weird.
He's like, oh, it might be. Might be kind of weird when we play.
That's interesting. That's kind of encouraging.
Stupid, hideous Kojima.
Hideous.
So what do you have to say about Final Fantasy?
just that it's a good game as far as MMOs go. Like, I don't have a lot of MMO experience. I didn't play Warcraft, World of Warcraft, whatever. But, I don't know, it's pretty enjoyable. Like, I don't know if you guys know what happened, right? They released it, like, 3 years ago.
Yeah.
It failed miserably. They spent, like, 3 years redoing it all.
What is this?
It's Final Fantasy 14. It's the online version, so... 11 was the first mass multiplayer online MMO game that they had to kind of compete with Warcraft and whatever else. But
yeah, Kyle and Doug played the hell out of that game.
Out of 11?
Yeah.
Yeah. I played it a little bit. It was like a grind. It was really slow and it was stupid, you know, like just wasting time.
Yeah,
not
I remember
feeling like you're getting anywhere.
I would go over to their house when we had, we just had 360. When 360 just came out, we'd play Call of Duty. And they'd be just like killing bunnies.
Yeah.
For hours.
I know.
Yeah, I've been at this all day, but...
Yeah, this game, it feels like there's more progress, the system is better, like, they did a good job with it, I think so far it's been well-received. If you read up about it, people say they've done a good job, so it should compete. And I'm enjoying playing it.
Is that what they were showing at TGS?
I know
there was a big Final Fantasy demo or something like that.
It could have been, there's a lot of other, there's always a lot of Final Fantasy stuff in the works, so it could be that, it could be. It came out the 27th, or if you got the early copy, the 24th, so it's still pretty new.
I know they did show something about, like, 13-3 or whatever. You know they're doing another, like, Lightning Returns.
Lightning Returns.
Like
and then they have Versus or Agito or something like that. They have a whole bunch.
Versus.
There are so many Final Fantasy games, it's ridiculous.
I know Versus 13 was announced at, like, the launch of PlayStation 3.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Huh. So,
Oh, my God.
Also, today, breaking news... Sony said that their Japan studio is still working on The Last Guardian.
Last Guardian? Come on.
Yeah, right.
What a joke.
Yeah. Well, we still have people there. They're without a creative director.
There's a fucking janitor who works in the building and that's it. Yeah, there's someone still there.
They may as well switch to... They have to call it Dogbird at this point.
They better.
I mean, we should write in. When's Dogbird coming out?
The Last Guardian.
Oh, wouldn't it be the best if there was just, like, a Q&A, like, ask us anything? Hey, when's Dogbird coming out?
Who dis speaking? Who dis?
Dan, you want to talk about GTA? I'm sorry, Chad. I'm so used to kind of driving everything.
Move it along.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a host boy.
Give us, first impressions.
Did you get it at midnight?
I did not, because I had to work the next morning.
Oh, really? I heard it was pretty wild.
There was 300 people there, according to Tim. So there was probably 30 people there. No, there were a lot of people. There must have been a lot of people.
Remember when we waited for Skyrim? How fucking wasted we got?
Yeah. Tim lost his pants?
Yeah. No, that was Halo.
Really?
Yeah.
Halo Reach?
That was last September. That was a year ago.
That was so fun.
Oh, Halo 4.
Yeah.
Right. We got wasted?
To clarify, Tim, I think...
Who knows what happened?
He had a hole in his pants already.
Yeah, I don't think he did.
Oh.
What's falling on me? Is it a snowboard? Oh.
What's going to fall on me? No, but he ended up getting like a... No, it was caught in the McDonald's like door or something like that.
No.
And he walked away from it with his pants still attached to something.
No.
And it just ripped all the way up the side.
We were walking,
I didn't even see that.
We were walking to McDonald's. So we were doing our voyage from the Best Buy line to McDonald's, which is like a half a block. Like, if it were that distance.
Yeah.
And midway, Tim's like, ooh, it's chilly. And then you look behind him, and his pants are torn from his ass to his ankle. Just open. Like, what the fuck did you do?
That's he must the have caught time it. I've caught him like that.
He must have caught it on the chair getting up or something.
That's fucking pants.
But I had to go buy, packing tape from the closest, convenience store. Yeah. So he could tape up his leg.
Honest to God, those pants were, thinner than, tent material.
it was like an old sheet.
Yeah. The ones you just tug and it disintegrates.
It's just dust.
When I used to have my... When I had my store, Tim... I think we were going to see, Jackass 2 or something like that. Tim came in, I'm like, come to the store, we'll hang out for a little bit, we'll have a couple of drinks. And he had, a giant tear, from maybe ankle to, almost kneecap. And I was just like, Tim, I stepped on his pants and pushed him as hard as I could. He fell back. He's just like, there's jeans on the wall, buddy. So Mady bought shoes and Tim bought some jeans off me. That was awesome.
Those were Randy.
That's a good business model.
Those were Randy River jeans from high school when he used to hang out with Ray.
Oh, fuck. Randy River. Remember those things?
Yeah, they were too... Fuck, they were so wide. Yeah. You couldn't see his shoes.
Yeah, your shoes were buried. It was waste.
We wore the gayest clothes in high school.
Oh, yeah.
And you know what? This will kind of bring me...
I wore baggy jeans, but that was the skater.
This will bring me right into my next thing. High Fidelity?
Oh, yeah, High Fidelity.
I liked it a lot, but man, does
Hold
it...
on, for GTA.
What was High Fidelity? I don't even know.
No, I didn't get into GTA. I didn't want to get into that yet because it's too much to talk.
It was funny how you said it and then it was like, Skyrim.
Yeah, now we're High Fidelity. Okay, High Fidelity is a movie with John Cusack from 2000.
Yeah, that's...
And he owns a music store.
Okay.
And he's just a sad guy and it's a love story.
I got a story about this afterwards.
Record store.
Yeah, not a CD store or anything.
Oh, right? So there's a bunch of it's more or less he owns a pretentious record store. And his employees are one really neurotic guy and Jack Black.
Jack Black's best movie.
He's really good in it.
Hands down, best movie. He's fucking hilarious. He's the funniest thing in the movie easily. He's probably the only funny thing in the movie.
I found that it was a really interesting perspective because you got to see how he was with different ex-girlfriends and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
The phases of his life through his relationships.
I think it was a really good movie. John Cusack is a seriously good actor.
Yeah, and as honest as he was, throughout the movie, just kind of confessing how much of a shitty boyfriend he was and all that stuff. It's cool to actually have somebody say it.
I can completely, completely relate to, even some of his ridiculous stuff where
where he got mad about...
He'll be seriously angry with a girl sleeping with someone else. His ex-girlfriend's sleeping with a new guy, and he's so pissed off about it, but he's, fucking a new girl on the side. And he doesn't...
There's some of that in The Trip. When he's all, he's all brokenhearted about the woman who left, but then he's...
Then he wakes up the next morning.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's still... True. Yeah. I'm I can relate to a lot of that. It's funny. But that movie made me realize how much I hate music snobs. It reminded me. Those are the worst people ever. And in the 90s...
I would say snobs in general. We're snobs.
We are, and we're the worst people. Today, I argued with some random
girl. Oh, God, that
girl. Me and Tim just
Poor girl.
Well, she started talking about shit she didn't know what she's talking about.
Listen here, biatch.
what she talked about, Jerry, games or something.
Jerry Bruner goes, should I get GTA for Xbox or PS3? And I was like, get it for Xbox. And she's like, PS3 graphics are so much better. I was like,
wait a minute. Was this in print or verbal?
It was on Facebook.
It was on Facebook.
So
that was her voice. That's what I heard.
She sounds like that.
She's like a MMO nerd. That's how Jerry met her, I'm guaranteed. Like,
last I checked, I commented on this thing. Last I checked, it was at 60 replies on Jerry Bruner's wall.
Yeah.
Hey, man, we should get him on the show.
I don't know.
Actually, Tony wants to be on the show.
Fucking bring her here.
It ended up becoming like an Xbox PS3 battle eventually. Yeah. It was just like...
fanboys, man.
Not even. She's just like...
That's exactly what
she's
what
like,
it was.
She's like, achievements and trophies are the same thing. And I'm like, no, they're not. At all.
What's different? What's the difference?
Okay.
One's a point system.
I'm asking
one's
a point system. I'm
trophies
not
trophies are actually really cool.
They're not.
They are.
Oh, you get bronze ones that
you
are gay and shitty.
You level up your character. Okay. I'm a level 23 because I got...
Yeah, but that's not the way it works. You go from like 1 to 5 in like 2 seconds. I played one game, I'm like a level 5.
Guys, I'm honestly asking, what's the difference? I don't know.
Okay.
Well, it's just an overall score.
A gamer score
isn't
your accumulative score.
RPG.
Every point that you get is added to an accumulative score, which is cool. Because you can only get 1,000 in a game, so if you see someone has 100,000, you're like, fuck, that guy plays a lot of games.
All right, that's your opinion, but go on, what's trophies?
Trophies are, you get trophies for the same challenges, but you don't get any points. You just get like, oh, I got fucking 8 trophies in that game, but they're all bronze and they're not worth anything.
No,
so
they are. They
so,
have,
but
they
add
go
to this.
Something.
They add to this number that you'll get like a star rating, and I've seen people who are like, Jordan, for example, he plays a lot of games, or at least he used to for PlayStation.
Yeah.
He's like an 8.
Okay, let me stop you right there. Trophies sound better to me.
What?
Like you play a game, like Battlefield. It's like, oh, I'm lieutenant or whatever.
Yeah, the hardest thing is instead of ever get, instead
like,
of getting
oh, I...
like 100 points, like 100 points is a lot in an Xbox game.
You'll get a gold.
Yeah, you get a gold or a platinum.
Platinum
trophy.
Platinum is
platinum
for completing a game, like 100%.
Okay, that's awesome. Because Xbox doesn't have that.
Yes, it does.
No, it just says 1,000 out of 1,000.
No, there's a spot in your profile.
I would love
profile
to be able to say I platinumed Meat Boy.
You can say that 100%. You 100% of it.
Remember when it was conquered? Remember when you used to say conquered?
Conquered it.
I beat it, but I didn't conquer it.
Shit, we're getting past this.
I beat it, but I didn't unlock it. With 100%, I think was... It was I think it was N64 when you finally had to break those apart.
The first game
conquered
I ever said
it.
I 100%ed was like...
GTA 3.
Ocarina of Time. All GTAs are really hard.
Yeah, 100%ed was
you guys, yeah, but do you actually remember saying 100%ed, or did you unlock all the hard pieces?
No, I 100%ed.
100%ed?
I never 100%ed that game. I did not get all the Skull Tulas or...
I did.
That's disgusting.
I used my strategy guide for, like, the
Yikes.
Last... Yeah, I stole it.
That was a good strategy guide.
It was really good.
You had a great fucking strategy guide.
Actually,
by the time I got it, it was missing a bunch of pages, and there was no covers. Like, there was no front or back. It was just, like, you and Tim fought over it or something.
You know what?
Forever obsolete, unfortunately.
Never again.
The only thing that has ever happened with me like that was when you would rent games for Sega and look in
the
cheats.
Book?
You're like, someone wrote the cheats! And then you get all the cheats.
Oh man, do you remember, like,
Timmy's the
Game
shit.
Pro magazines?
Tim would wipe his ass. Yeah, Game Pro.
I love, like, finding them in the Game Pro, you know what I mean?
I used to read Tips and Tricks.
Yeah.
And it's like, you'd buy the magazine not knowing
what
cool
games?
Codes
yeah.
there'd be at the,
yeah.
end, at the back of it. Nothing beats Game Genie, though.
Yeah, so High Fidelity was a pretty good movie.
Back to that.
We are so fucking scattered. You have?
I seen it in 2000. It was a double feature. 18s and I went to it.
Really?
Yeah. It was a double feature. I forget. It was the second movie in the double feature. I forget what the first movie was.
And you guys didn't like girls yet?
First movie was terrible. High Fidelity, I had food poisoning from the nachos. So I was just like sitting there like... for however long it was. And then when I got home, I puked the entire night. And last weekend... Those nachos at Red Robin, I had the same exact thing.
Oh, it happened to you? Yeah.
A little nostalgia?
When I got home. A little nostalgia.
Nice.
It's coming around.
I remember when I was 15.
My only double feature with Mike Mady ever was, I think it was called Black Knight.
To clarify, double feature is when you pay to see one movie.
And go and see
and
two.
And help yourself to a second.
No, this was actually like an advertised double feature.
Oh, I thought
you sit in the theater for two movies.
Oh. They're doing those again, and I'm kind of interested.
I don't want to sit that long.
That's a long haul.
That's all right.
I don't care what the movies are.
Even when I was younger and my fucking ass didn't hurt from sitting too long.
Anyway, it was Martin...
Freeman? Sheen?
No. What was that stupid black guy
from Lawrence?
Martin Freeman.
Hey, maybe I got it.
It wasn't Martin Lawrence. It was that other fucking.
Who the hell's Martin Freeman?
Oh, Marlon Wayans. Remember, it was Marlon Wayans. Remember Marlon Wayans as like a knight? It's called like Black Knight or something.
Yeah.
Saw that.
That was not Marlon Wayans.
Yeah, that was
that was Martin Lawrence. Martin Lawrence.
Okay, just as bad. No, there was one with Marlon Wayans as like a knight or something in medieval times. It was horrible.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, there was.
Yeah, there was.
Yeah, there was.
IMDb it right now if you really want to. We saw that, which was really shit, and then we saw
England?
Then we saw Quills because of the joke Quills. We used to say Quills all the time for
Quills.
No
Quills.
Quills was the worst movie I've ever seen in my life.
Is this an inside joke or is Quills something?
We used to say Quills. I don't know why. Tim.
Put them in separate Quills. That was Jez Ball.
TJ, I played Fallout 3.
Oh boy.
Awesome game.
I don't have much to say about it, but I think I can. I might be able to give it a star rating at this point. It does. I talked about. It's gained some charm since Skyrim.
Yep.
That's got to be true.
Give it a star rating. Don't even bother.
No. Fallout 3. Okay.
But
yeah,
we did talk about it. It won on like number 5 on our top 10. 5.
Top 10. 5.
top
10. 5.
won on our top 10. 5. Wait. Number 3 in our 10.
Wait.
But, you know, like, I can't stop thinking about how empty the world is, and that's the charm I'm talking about, because Skyrim was very full, and, like, and there's a lot of life in the game.
Loved it.
Fallout's just so empty, and every time I think about it, I'm like, maybe it's supposed to be empty. Like,
it's
supposed to be this barren,
post-apocalyptic. It's setting the scene for, like, you find somebody, they may kill you, because they could be a raider or something, and they're few and far between, those people.
Yeah.
I love post-apocalyptic.
Okay, navigating the subways is the worst thing ever. It's so difficult. It's so unforgiving.
Oh, yeah.
Like, once you're
in a city and you get into it, it's like, where the fuck am I
now? You go check your waypoint, and it's like, no, go back to where you just walked out of, because there's something.
Oh, I remember that. That's where I pretty much stopped playing.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't have that experience, but
I'm at the point now where my skill level is starting to, like, as a character, is starting to pay off. So it's not as annoying whenever I see, like, another character.
I just vats their head off.
Yep.
Yeah, but vats doesn't always work if you don't have, good small guns. Because your accuracy, like, you'll pick vats and it'll just miss. Like,
mine never missed. Well, it did sometimes, but.
And, yeah, keeping track of bullets is the worst thing ever. Like, I'm so used to arrows, where it's like, snipe him in the head, he's dead, I go pull my arrow back out, put it back in the quiver. Oh my god, Skyrim's amazing.
Yeah, but you
best
ever made. You can't discredit Fallout for that.
Well, okay, yeah, but
Fallout's great.
It's difficult, it's like, Skyrim. You
have the game is 17 years old, what do you expect?
You struggle to get through. I'm saying it's fine, it's just, it's difficult. You struggle to get through the first 10 hours. And then you start to kind of... Like, it's not as forgiving as Skyrim, where, like, you pick up a bow and you use it quite a bit, and the bow will upgrade. But Fallout, you got to make sure, like, okay, these are the kind of guns I want. I better make sure to upgrade only these kinds of guns. And, like, every time I see, like, an energy weapon, I know to toss it. Because, like, I've committed to small weapons at this point, you know?
Hmm.
It's just... I didn't have that foresight until I played Skyrim. So playing Fallout 3 for the first time, it was more like I had no idea what was going on.
There were a lot of systems at work that I just didn't get. Like, yeah. Why's my gun shit now? And it's like, oh, wait, I have to upgrade it.
You have to repair it
a
little bit, yeah. Mm-hmm. And like, I would just, oh, there's like,
so they didn't teach you well
there.
Enough in Fallout 3, and then by Skyrim, they had perfected the teaching.
Yeah, Skyrim held my hand.
Actually, Skyrim didn't teach really at all. Those games, there's so much in the game
maybe
that
if Fallout 3
you.
Came afterwards, you would have liked Fallout 3, and then you would
be
like, oh.
No, I do. That's Skyrim's almost the experience that I'm having. It's almost like Fallout 3 has come after Skyrim now, because like now I kind of get how the world should work.
Okay.
But Skyrim, you don't have to. They don't have to teach you. If you find a weapon you like, and you use only that weapon, it'll get better and better and better.
Yeah. That's true.
You know what I mean?
Better
like
that skill.
Or like as soon as you duck and you're sneaking around, your sneak will increase in Skyrim. Mm. It's awesome. You don't have to actually go in like, oh, I've leveled up. Make sure I put those points in sneak.
Well, at least you know where it's going.
No, you do have like perks in sneak and stuff though. Like in Skyrim, remember how you had to like
attribute points.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it was.
Yeah.
Like
that's just fucking standard RPG element.
Yeah.
Word. right, well.
Great game. Buying online. Probably not, though.
How bored were you to start that game again?
Yeah, you have Far Cry?
No, I
want to borrow Far Cry, if you don't mind.
Yeah, you can take Far Cry. It's more or less like...
Is it about Far Cry 3?
Yeah.
Right. I'm not yours, right?
Why is he looking at Joe?
He's got
because
it.
I have it.
How did that game even work? It's Scratch.
I installed
it. It doesn't work on my Xbox.
It's the oldest trick in the book. You install the game, and then you play it off the hard drive.
I tried that. Well, maybe that was...
Still need the dicks, though.
Maybe I haven't made it far enough, but...
There aren't any dicks in that game, are there?
No, you still need the dicks in order to play the game off your hard drive.
TJ, I don't know if you noticed, but every time I go to your house, I take 3 or 4 games with me when I leave. And now I've got a nice collection building. I used to do it to Dan, but...
I don't allow it.
Well, you do allow it.
Not anymore.
Yeah, you do.
Desmond was playing with your Mass Effect 2 disc today. I was like, I'm probably going to have to buy Dan another disc.
Fuck you, Desmond.
It's obsolete.
I won't tell you what he was doing with it, but it wasn't good.
Man, I really wanted to play that game again.
Mass Effect 2?
No.
Those games have aged terribly.
Every game has aged terribly.
No.
Games that come out now, I play them
Miranda.
Like...
Well, it's me. I couldn't imagine going back and doing that now.
Shepard. Yours was good.
You know why?
Let's all go around and do our best wrecks.
No.
Shepard.
That was good.
I don't know Mass Effect.
I already did mine.
The fuck?
Anyway.
Shepard.
Oh, I can copy you and try to do it better.
The problem is it's so story driven, and you work to bang the girl that you want to bang the most, and then you just YouTube the other bang videos, and then there's no reason to play the game.
Did that.
Yep. YouTubed it.
Of course I did.
I wonder
could do that
like...
in the golden age, back in the days of GamePro.
Yeah, you just had to play it. You had to play like 14 different times.
Shall we move on?
It actually hurts. Hey, I watched Thor for the first time.
Did you like it?
First time?
Hold on. Let me just say, my reservations to this movie, when I hated Captain America, I thought Captain America was terrible.
Agreed.
And Thor was just another like, oh, fuck, they just made it to make the Avengers.
Came out like a month later.
Yeah, it was.
Hey, give us your money.
Yeah, I was like, fuck that, I don't want to see it. I loved it.
It's amazing, right?
I absolutely loved it.
It's the family stuff. It's the relationship with the brother and the dad.
Yeah,
like,
I love Loki. No matter how bad he is, I love that guy.
I don't understand
the actor is amazing.
I like Loki, too.
He's a complete badass. People love that character. I can't stand him.
I like Loki. He's a good villain. He's a good villain.
And all of, is it Valhalla? No, not Valhalla. Valhalla is like heaven to them.
Wherever their place is that they live...
Asgard.
I don't know why we said it at the same time.
It was amazing.
I think it looks stupid. It, like, the color scheme and, like...
Oh, I loved it.
Like, it looks dumb.
I downloaded the soundtrack afterwards, like, the sweeping, like, the camera angles, like, showing everything.
It's cool that it opens up the Marvel Universe, like, into this cosmic realm.
Yeah.
That, like, you're not expecting it to go there after Iron Man and Captain America. And then it's just, like, get ready for more, you know? Like, and it's just, that kind of concept is growing and growing.
It's
like
made it more comic booky.
Well, yeah,
it's forced Iron Man to be. I've watched Iron Man 3 recently, and it's like they have to talk about the fact that like there's all this like space shit and aliens and stuff.
You know what? I recently read that Joss Whedon is like will rewrite parts of those of all the new movies. So
yeah,
so it makes sense. So
Thor
it makes
2,
yeah.
Right?
So it makes sense for Avengers 2. Like, and that's got to be like we have to have scenes in Iron Man 3 where they talk about the fact that he was in space. Like, he traveled through a time warp or whatever at the end of Avengers. And, like, sure enough, it's not like... It doesn't make that much of a difference to the overlanding story in Iron Man 3, but at least they fit it in somewhat, you know? Like, how there's continuity. Like, they're doing a great job.
Yeah.
Do you guys care about... Oh, sorry, keep talking about Thor. Like, you just loved it?
I love Thor, and I love the gatekeeper. That guy from...
Badass.
The black guy?
Yeah.
From The Wire?
From The Wire, yeah. What's his name?
He had a crazy Idris name. Elba.
In The Office.
There it is.
Luther. It's on my list.
Yeah, all right.
Sorry. Get ahead.
And that guy's awesome.
He's amazing.
What's your list?
Just stuff to talk about.
And that was on your list?
Is that Barksdale?
Luther is a show with him in.
No,
he's
no.
Character.
No, no.
Skinner, Swimmer. What's his name?
Oh, Charles? In The Office?
In The Wire.
Well, I don't know. I don't watch The Wire.
Shit.
Oh, my God.
I can't remember. You were close. It was one.
Oh, fuck.
Skipper.
Shooter.
I have to beat.
Oh my god.
Shooter McGavin.
These guys are going to be so pissed.
Move on. Move on. I'll get you.
Shut up. I know it.
if you know it, you're an asshole.
It's pretty neat.
I hate when people do
Spinner?
That on podcast too.
Is it Spinner?
No.
Skeeter.
Move on.
Skeeter.
Doug.
Doug, it's not, your, Doug knows it.
Good show.
Doug's roaring it right now, just yelling at his fucking headphones.
No, Doug doesn't listen.
Doug,
in the
Doug
future.
Will listen.
Doug doesn't
cartoon
listen.
Doug?
Joe, I'm going to beat you.
There hasn't been an episode.
I might not.
Posted since Doug left.
Repost?
No, there was the Elysium episode.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Does anyone else have anything? Does anyone else have anything to bring up? Oh, I have
I've got a little topic in there
for years.
I got something real quick.
Hey, Chad, what's your phone situation? Why don't you have a phone?
Idiot.
Stupid
biggest
idiot.
Biggest mistake of my entire life.
Idiot.
Stupid
idiot.
Moron idiot.
I
my
thought...
My wife's mad at you, too.
Because you're an idiot.
Because you convinced fucking Mandy to sell her phone.
No, you didn't.
Well, yeah, we both did.
Fuck it. Let's just get rid of our phones and live in the forest.
Okay,
man.
So...
Man, I got this great idea.
Okay, shut up.
No, go ahead.
Yeah.
I hate Rogers,
so, yeah.
though.
That's it was probably...
TJ's first rip.
TJ's
first
rip.
Yay!
Two shots.
For my chalet.
Two shots for that one.
For my chalet. Who's your chalet?
TJ's never farted before in his whole life.
Ever.
I don't think I've ever heard you fart in your whole life. That's not
a
joke.
Good rip.
That's not a joke.
You stared me right in the eyes.
Chad,
this is for
something.
You.
He was nervous.
Yeah.
I got to lock eyes with Chad. He's going to be my support. Listen, guys.
Wait,
I'm pretty,
nervous.
I'm pretty upset with you. Hold on. I'm pretty upset that none of you came to see Saves the Day with me. What the hell?
I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. 20 minutes before
what
the concert starts.
What the fuck, man?
Concert starts in 12 minutes. Let's go.
That's so bullshit.
No, I was playing GTA. I was
it's
not
10 minutes away from your house. It's 15 minutes away from all three of our houses.
Yeah, but like...
It's $20.
I was playing
GTA. And I gave you... I started texting you guys at 4 o'clock.
I got GTA 5.
Yeah, but I didn't get the text like 7.
The day before.
I got
you could have left it for 2 hours.
I talked about this
I got GTA
when we
5.
Went to Cedar Point. Like, we gotta go see him.
Every
and you said,
time we're together, you say, you guys never invite me anywhere.
Why was this last
Cedar
minute?
Point. Would I want to go to Cedar Point? Absolutely. Would I want to go see a band that 12-year-old girls who cut their wrists listen to? No.
Well, that's not really the thing.
It is the thing. It's not my type of music.
You know what?
If you went Avenged Sevenfold's playing in half an hour, it's $20. You want to go? I've been like, fucking right I do.
Oh, why are you such an Avenged Sevenfold fan?
I love them. I know, I'm really into it.
Really?
No fucking way. Never again.
By the way, Stringer.
Stringer, that's right.
Stringer anyway, Bell. Stringer Bell.
I have a clip of the new...
I'm so happy.
A couple of clips of the new Saves the Day CD.
Ain't That Kind of Love?
Oh, Joe's favorite song.
No, it's the weirdest. It's not my favorite song, but like...
That's what you said.
Honestly, my favorite song on this new CD.
Oh.
Okay. These guys are way past their prime.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
obvious.
Play that Ain't That Kind of Love or something. Ain't Not Love.
Well, hold
that's
on.
Good.
I got some tunes.
Ain't No Love Good for Me.
That's what
but,
it is.
No, there's a... It seems like... They're finally out of, like, their trilogy, right? Like, their big, fucking sad, sobby trilogy.
It was terrible after the first
entry. Yeah, about, well,
entry.
Sound the Alarm was good.
Yeah, after the first entry, it was terrible.
Yeah.
Sound the Alarm was fantastic.
But it's almost like, it's like they traveled back in time. Like, the CD belongs in between Through Being Cool and Stay What You Are. It's just
what
it's,
is this CD, by the way?
It's called Saves the Day. It's self-titled
album.
Yeah,
I hate when they do that.
It just came out.
Invention.
But,
first CD can be self-titled. That's it, right?
No.
No.
No. That's it. This is a reinvention. Blink-182 did it.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess it's like they're it's a whole. Obviously, it's a whole new band. But I don't want to talk about it too much. But I got a couple of clips. The first one is my second favorite song on the CD. The second clip is my. I liked my. It's my favorite song on the CD. It's not like the best. You guys might not jump. For joy, but I think it's catchy.
What's it called?
The first song is called Verona. Second song is called Stand in the Stars. So I'll play about a minute of each.
It all begins with the end. Everything started within 1 to 2 seconds of a siren. Sounding over city limits, singing. We never want to win.
So that's my second favorite song. My favorite song on the CD. It just makes me want to dance. I feel like the kind of dancing where you're still kind of close and holding hands, but it's like a fast-paced dance, like a fast slow dance, like at a wedding or something like that.
Like a swing, like a swing dance.
Kinda, but you're holding on. Like, I guess so. Yeah, this is the song.
Let's at least give it one more, another try. In your eyes I can see 4,000 miles. Out in between where the ocean becomes the sky. Well, we could go get so lost we can't find the time. I
almost it's their tribute to, like, this is how I've explained it to people. It's like their tribute to early 21st century, like, pop rock. Like, or pop punk. Like, it belongs with Good Charlotte and shit like that. Like, bands that I hate.
Yeah.
It's like, it almost belongs in that time.
But like, it saves the day, and it's like, I kind
of
like it.
Yeah, yeah. Like, this, some of the songs in the CD, I'm like, this is Sum 41.
Chandra went to that concert. She went over there.
Saves the day?
Jesus.
Yikes. No regrets, baby.
What song do you like?
Ain't No Kind of Love or something like that.
She's a fuck and it's 4 a.m. He's out all night, says with his friend. She wants to ask, but his push comes to shove. That ain't no kind of love. Every night it seems
like... He's not married. He's good not song. Married.
No, he's married. Yeah. He's got. I think he's got a kid, too.
He's got five.
He's got five
oh,
kids.
Oh, you know what? The chorus, the all right now.
That's what I don't like.
For right now, to make it through the long day, is okay tomorrow.
Yeah, the lyrics, what were you saying?
Cookie cutter?
Oh, yeah.
I feel like the lyrics of the new Saves Today album are very cookie cutter. No, yeah. It's kind of been like that. Like, I'm so sad.
Well, that's the thing. Come on, man. They're not really about sad anymore. It's kind of just like, let's go dance. Like, me and you, let's go hit the coast. But anyway, like, they're definitely past their prime. It's sad to see, you know, it's the kind of band that I've always really loved, and they got me through high school. Like, you know, they were my anthems. Like, I could listen to every single song, and I'm like, I know exactly what he's talking about. And I'm just kind of embarrassed. Like, I put music on when I'm at work, and it's like, I won't put Saves the Day on.
Yeah, you have to put old Saves the Day on. You guys like this, right?
Actually,
don't listen to the new shit.
That's generally a rule, but today I told my staff, I was like, you know what, you guys are getting a glimpse of Joe Maria. I put my phone on shuffle at work and just committed to it. And I was like, for better or for worse, you're going to hear my shit. You're going to hear what's on my phone.
What number of songs did you get through before you cringed? Well, like, no, this one's a little, you know, before you explained yourself.
I would have to do that.
I think the first song.
When Wanaguchi comes on, I'm like, oh, sorry.
The first song
you know, this one, you know.
And
oh my god.
The first song I skipped was a battle song. Like, I was just like, this is weird. And I hit the
battle next. Sucks.
No, they have some good tunes. No, they're not like, well, I mean, what makes a good band? Like, do they have to have front to back great songs on a CD? Like, or, you know, there's Minus the Bear, like, where they have a couple of good songs per CD, and you pick those ones out and you like them.
They're not a good band, though.
I miss the days of the mix CD. The mix CD when you could put one song from one band and that's it.
Playlist.
Yeah, but nobody does that.
I do. That's the only thing I listen to.
When I was driving through from Calgary to BC, Roman just put on all kinds of old fucking mix CDs that he had. And it was awesome. Like, they were just glimpses of that time. Like, he would put 10, like a CD, it would have 10 songs. He put in a disc, it would have 10 songs, and it would bring you back to, like, that point of his life. It was really cool.
Yeah. I've listened to those recently, and I was like, I would never fucking show these to anybody. I'm sad. Like, I'm embarrassed for myself putting these things on.
All right, challenge. Shuffle, first song that comes up.
We didn't even talk about Grand Theft Auto.
We're saving it for the end. It's the grand finale.
All right, grand finale. I mean,
we're going on an hour.
Yeah. Stay tuned, boys.
You know Certain Tragedy?
I still want to do this, though.
That was my alarm for, like, the longest time. I left my phone at work like a year ago, and my alarm went off at 6 a.m. and this my the Filipino lady who works next to me, she's like, your alarm went off at 6 a.m.
Filipino lady?
She's like, I like it. It was good. She never says anything about anything. She fucking loved the intro to Saves, which is why I have it as my alarm, is because it starts off like really just jumps into the song.
Yeah. Know? Just wakes you up right away.
Yep. It's a good start.
It's a nice way to start the morning.
Would you like me to clean the leaves on your ficus tree, Mr. Burke?
Yeah, you got yours queued up?
Hold on. So you're going first?
Sure.
Shuffle first. Is,
I'm going to get fucking
I would love to get into this.
Oh my god, you don't have a fucking phone, you loser.
Alright, here's mine just because it got queued up.
Well, hold on.
Vengeance Home?
No. Bury Tomorrow. Don't do it at the same time.
Sorry,
I'll give it.
It's not a good issue.
Wait for it.
2.5 minutes.
All right, death metal. Next positive.
None of you guys like good music. Yeah, Taggart.
You know what?
Oh, Haggard's fucking amazing.
We should start a band where I just laugh. Like, after like you'll be sitting off on the side, and I'll just be like...
Oh, yeah, he's got this new laugh vocal. It's sweet.
I heard... Don't. It's... This all is right, the smallest TJ. Room.
I'll be more like the eggs tonight.
All right, I'll play it, then we'll talk.
Oh, no.
And that's all we need.
You guys have to send me...
What is that?
Oh, boy. It's the only song you know from that CD, too. Fall Out Boy. The Living City. I told you about this band, actually. Oh, I know. The CD, sorry.
You guys have to send me these songs now so I can... All
right, hang on. Okay. Fall Out Boy, the only single that have with the CD. They reunited after fucking 6 years of hiatus. The CD's actually half decent. I like Fall Out Boy. I know I'm a little ashamed to admit it.
It was 6 years?
No, it's probably like four.
Holy shit. Whatever. Yeah, you're right.
The CD's actually pretty good. Coincidentally, it landed on the single from the CD, but
yeah.
Suffice to say, I'd recommend it as a download.
Hold on, I like the idea of this right now.
Yeah,
we shuffle every week, and then we talk a little bit about what comes on and why we like it.
That's a good idea. All right.
Yeah, defend your shuffle. Yeah.
You guys will always just be like
shuffle defend.
You guys shuffle defense.
This is all I got for you. Oh, it's just metal. Who gives a shit? Chad goes. And that's done. I'm like, oh, well, okay.
Alright, shuffle defense, Joe Maria.
Bet she's something gay.
Oh, good idea.
Good old work. No defense needed.
See, why do you guys all like this? This is folk.
Thumbs up.
This is folk music. And listen to this gay little gay.
There's no reason to touch my penis. To be spending all my money on you.
Amazing guys.
The thing. Oh, good rip. All right, Dan wins. Dan wins. Dan wins rip.
Is there anything else? We didn't talk about GTA at all. If we do talk about GTA, this episode's getting split up into three.
There's no... What is there to say?
GTA. Dan?
I love it. Just
like,
review.
Dislike.
Star review.
Go.
Okay, let's...
It's a five.
Here, let's all ask one question about GTA.
Okay.
You can ask me questions and I'll answer them. That's a good idea.
All right. Make it unique. Go ahead.
I've heard about, like, there's, like, a bunch of different systems. About... Like, you can go golfing, you can go bowling, you can go...
You can't go...
No, you got tennis, you got a few things, that's it.
There's tennis?
Next.
No. Look at how sweaty Joe's armpits are.
Mine are so...
Okay, there's golfing, there's tennis.
There's driving cars.
Driving cars, driving motorcycles, driving boats, CDs.
Planes. Stabbing people, killing people. You can bang chicks with no rubbers. I've seen that.
Yeah. You can bang chicks with no rubbers.
What did you say 2 weeks ago?
Oh, like, strip balls. Yeah. Interactive stripper game. Have you played it?
Yeah, and there's real, like, there's titties in it now.
There's
like,
real boobs?
It's not, like,
are
a little
you saying
star.
That right?
Am I saying that right? There's no stars.
That's not even on the air. No, that I saw happen.
Yeah, you're
that's
right.
That's the best
on the air.
Dan had a fucking sky-high joke.
You're right.
I'll put it in.
You can scuba dive. Though. You can go to the top of the mountain. Ride a dirt bike off of it and then like bail the dirt bike and like parachute down. It's fucking cool.
That's awesome.
Or jump out of a plane, steal a jumbo jet, fly as high as you can and parachute down. It takes,
I
like
I don't remember asking you that, but yeah, that sounds really
cool. We're like, oh, you can play tennis and you can play.
No, I just wanted to make a fart joke.
Oh, sweet.
Okay, my question is, what has surprised you the most? What did you not expect?
The slot machines.
There's not much that I didn't expect.
The stocks?
Your stocks, yeah.
The stock markets?
Yeah, but the stocks are just a way to get a little bit more money.
That's a really cool idea.
Sure, but I haven't really...
That's like playing the market in Fable 2.
I'm trying to think, like, what has really surprised... Like, graphically, it kind of surprised me. I went to the beach, and the waves coming in, and seeing, like, the ocean spray, and the... you know, when you go to the ocean, it's got, like, the white suds and shit?
Yeah.
That and like seeing the sun behind it, I was like, holy shit.
Okay, so really last week you and I watched a Battlefield 4 on an island, and you commented about the water.
Oh, it looks better.
He's always commenting about the water.
This looks
loves
better.
The water. He loves the slot.
You love water effects.
No, but I've noticed that water effects look really, really bad in a lot of games, especially when there's water coming up to
the
land.
So GTA 5 is better than Battlefield 4 water effects.
Yeah, remember when I told you about coming onto the shore?
Yeah.
Yes. In that case, yes, it is.
Okay.
Best water effects ever in a video game. Wind Waker.
Splash down.
Wind Waker to Battlefield 4.
The biggest thing that surprised me about Wind Waker was how entertaining his little boots were.
You didn't even talk about Wind Waker.
Because it's a 10-year-old game. And they just...
Okay, but... Hold on. How many different systems? There's Battleship in Wind Waker.
Not only that. But
against yourself.
How different is GTA 4? Here's my follow-up.
GTA 4.
What's the difference between GTA 4
and GTA 5? Is the highest rated game of all time.
The difference between GTA 4 and 5. Scale.
Yep.
Quality.
Scale.
What do you mean quality?
Graphically. Storytelling.
Okay, so the graphics are better.
Obviously, they should be.
HD.
You're no longer Nico.
Hello. Yeah, you're not playing as like a European guy. You're playing as, I don't know, relatable characters.
That's not what I'm talking about.
What?
I'm sorry, I retract my question.
Oh my Next God. Question. What is the low point of GTA 5?
Ooh.
If
you had to say, what the fuck, this has been done before.
This sucks.
I didn't like playing as the black people. As racist as that sounds, they're so pushing it over the top.
Redacted.
Yo, dog, what are you doing? Not redacted. Redacted. No, it's exaggerated. I can't see even black people talking
as
to each other.
As an American, I'm not American. No, honestly,
I can't even see people talking to each other like that.
It is accurate.
Is it really?
Dude, people are fucking ridiculous.
They say man in the same sentence like 6 times. Yo, man, like, fuck shit, this dog with a mouse, man, fuck man. It's like,
The M-word that I'm concerned about. It's the N-word.
They don't say the N-word all that much.
Are you kidding me?
They say it sometimes.
Yeah, you have
to. I'm 100%.
Every sentence with Franklin. Every sentence.
Who's Franklin?
The black guy.
The main black guy.
Oh, in
they
what?
Call him Franklin?
GTA 5.
What's his name?
Classic black man.
Have you ever seen...
Really?
No, not at all. But it fits him well.
Have you ever seen the show... what's the New Orleans HBO show?
Boardwalk Empire.
No, god damn it.
New Orleans?
Yeah, there's a New Orleans...
HBO?
Yeah.
Boardwalk Empire.
Did you see what that's Atlantic City. Do you see what the dog the hog does?
What's it about?
Do you see what the hog does? It's about New Orleans after the fucking hurricane or whatever it was.
Who cares? HBO never made a show about this.
Made a show about this?
Show about this?
Oh, I had something to say.
Made a show about this?
Right. You know what I don't like about GTA 5?
What?
Is it's a little too open for my likings. It's too easy to not stick to the storyline.
I can kind of agree. I'm like, I really want to play this story right now. 4 hours later, I'm doing tow truck missions. I'm like, why am I doing this?
Yeah. You know what? I almost hate that that's what I hate about it.
Tow truck missions.
I hate games that are just like, yeah, you have to do a very strict set of things. It's like dumbed down, right? GTA opens it up so it doesn't have to be dumbed down. And I hate it.
Oh, they fixed the shooting. Oh my god, the mechanics are so much better than GTA 4.
Is there like Red Dead?
Is it Red Dead?
It is Red Dead, exactly. Like when you lock onto a guy and you just go up a little bit, headshot every time. That's fucking awesome.
Yeah, that's nice.
That's cool.
And everybody has special abilities and stuff. Like they kind of took some of the Max Payne. Like I know when they said that in the review, I was like, I don't know what they mean really.
Yeah.
Now that I played it, I know. Like when you play as Michael and you click in both triggers at the same time, it's exactly Max Payne, like bullet time. Everyone slows down and you're just like picking off headshots like crazy, and everyone's like,
that's awesome.
And it's fucking like disgustingly gory.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you get to that torture scene that everybody talks about?
No, but I've been hearing on the news that
Treme.
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 What the fuck are you talking about?
Talking about the fucking show about New Orleans on HBO.
I've never even heard of it.
Anyway, you hear him talk, it's like, there's no way.
New Orleans, look at all the big about it, you New Orleans.
New Orleans.
Shrimp. Peanut butter shrimp.
I don't even think he said peanut butter shrimp.
Ends of the segment.
I don't even know no peanut butter shrimp. Go on.
That'd be a good one. That'd be fucking terrible.
Just
it wouldn't mix at all.
It would just taste it.
Yeah, I'm tasting it right now. It's just
peanut butter shrimp.
Peanut butter shrimp.
Fly like an eagle.
Well, that concludes another episode of the All Range Mode Podcast. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. You know what? You can check us out at facebook.com/...
All Range Mode Podcast.
There we go. And we have an email, too, and that's...
podcast@allrangemode.ca.
All right. Hey, guys, guess what? I don't know. But...
Wait.
You've made it to the end of episode 40, and that's fucking crazy. Congratulations. If you wanted a trophy, it's allrangemode@facebook.com. If you want an achievement, it's facebook@allrangemode.com. Check it out. Anyways, actual credits go to Joe Maria right now.
I'm sorry. You have said it like 40 times now.
Yeah, it's on there.
I've never said it.
It's on there. So what did it say?
Come to my house right now and look at my Facebook and go to the All Range Mode podcast.
Come to my house right now.
Okay, let's just get through the entry. Wait.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for coming to...
That's it. We're in this hot little fucking room.
It's so hot.
This hot little room of farts.
All right, thanks again. My name is Joe. To my right, I have Chad.
Hit it.
Chad's right, we have Dan.
Goodbye.
Dan's right, we have
Jim.
DJ.
Yep.
Back to me. Thanks for listening. All Range Mode out.
Oh!